Jesus went around to all the towns and villages, teaching in their synagogues. Today's first reading from the prophet Isaiah prophesies exactly this point, that Jesus would be a teacher. So this is the prophet Isaiah prophesying around the year 700 BC. And he says, "No longer will your teacher hide himself, but with your own eyes you shall see your teacher." And now the scripture actually capitalizes the T on teacher in this passage, because we have one master, and that is Christ, right? God, who is truth himself, is going to become incarnate in the womb of the Virgin Mary. That's what we're preparing to celebrate during this time of Advent. And he is going to have vocal cords with which he is going to proclaim the truth. Remember, the law came through Moses, grace and truth through Jesus Christ. And so he is stepping into the synagogues and he is teaching the people. He is teaching them what? Above all, the truth about God, the truth about man, and the way in which man is going to arrive at God, the way to heaven. And he is going to teach not only with his words, but also with his example. Remember St. Luke, when he begins to write the Acts of the Apostles, he says, "Oh, in my first letter, O Theophilus, I told you all about what Jesus did and said." Okay, both his example, everything that he did, and his words, everything that he said. Well, not everything, but many things. And so our Lord teaches us by his word, by his example. We have the words of Christ recorded in the gospel. We have the actions of Christ. And I would say during this time of Advent, we particularly want to go to the stable of Bethlehem, right? We want to have that image. Maybe they're already in your homes, the nativity scene. And you want to stand before that nativity scene and meditate. What is Jesus Christ teaching me from the stable of Bethlehem? This is God become flesh, and he begins to teach right from the beginning. Not a single moment of his life is wasted. There's always a lesson that we can learn from the Son of God. And for us Franciscans, I think the first teaching that shines forth from the stable at Bethlehem is poverty. This is what St. Francis loved when he visited the town of Greccio and actually began the first nativity scene. And it was the poverty of our Lord, how he comes down from the riches of heaven, from the bosom of the Father, to become the Son of Mary in this poor stable. That is a lesson for all of us, to be, as St. Francis said, poor in the world's goods, but rich in virtues. And let's add to that, to become children of Mary. And so we have so much to learn from Christ. Let's ask him to teach us and to guide us every single day, in particular during this time of Lent, all of the mysteries that are contained at Bethlehem. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.